When the MV Fairweather entered service in 2004, there was excitement over a catamaran capable of doing 32 knots. That allowed it to run from Juneau to other Southeast ports in about half the time it takes the rest of the fleet.
Welcome aboard Alaska's Marine Highway and the new Fairweather class of ferries.
During the ferry's run from Skagway and Haines to Juneau on September 9th, the Fairweather's crew made an announcement. One of the passengers on board was 34-year-old Carl Broderson of Juneau. He set the scene.
There's two sort of stone-faced looking officers standing on either side of a cake that says Bon Voyage Fairweather, and you ask them what's going on, and they explain that this is almost assuredly the last voyage the Fairweather is going to take in Southeast.
Frosted cake was shared between passengers and crew. Broderson said there was
a moment of real sadness at realizing that something that has been an important part of Southeast for years and years and years is probably going away.
There were originally two fast ferries, but the Fairweather's sister ship, the MV Chiniga, has been tied up since 2015, when the state said it couldn't afford to run it. Officially, at least, the fate of the sole remaining fast ferry remains undecided. General Manager John Falvey says two Alaska-class vessels are expected to enter service next year, putting the future of the Fairweather in doubt.
Basically, we can't keep the same ships running when you got two new ones coming in. So we're in the process of making those decisions, and we've not made those decisions yet.
The slower Alaska-class vessels have more passenger and vehicle capacity. They're also touted to be more fuel-efficient and hence less expensive to run than the fast ferries, and more seaworthy in harsh winter weather. When the first Alaska-class is delivered next year, that's when Falvey says it's decision time.
We will need to take a very close look at what is the best fleet mix as far as service, as far as budgets and funding to go forward from May 1, and that decision has not been made yet.
The legislature has cut ferry funding by about $29 million over the past 5 years. That's led to inevitable cuts to service.
Well, I think there's a general concern, really, what the long-term viability is for service, especially to some of our smaller communities, as we see more and more of the fleet aging and being retired.
Robert Venables chairs Alaska's Marine Transportation Advisory Board.
You know, we're seeing a swap out of vessels with the Alaska-class ferry, but at the same time, we're not quite sure exactly how that's going to be scheduled or deployed. So that does leave a lot of potential riders wondering how that's going to work out.
Southeast residents like Carl Broderson and Juneau say service cuts are making it harder to use the ferry on a regular basis.
You used to be sure there was always going to be a good, convenient ferry for when you wanted to make a trip, and we simply don't have that anymore.
That leads to what he describes as a death spiral.
Because the schedules are not good because they don't have enough passengers because people can't take the ferry because the schedule isn't good.
For now, the Fairweather remains on the job, but in Prince William Sound, not in Southeast. As it did last winter, the ship will connect the communities of Cordova, Whittier, and Valdez. At least until May, when its role in the fleet will be decided. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.